CliffCentral.com.
George Meany is the CEO of Auto Trader, which is South Africa's biggest car sales platform, and you guys sell tons of cars. Is there a special spike on Black Friday?
Yeah, so we've got a special page dedicated to Black Friday deals, and I think there's about 60 million rands worth of discounts today on cars. So if you go to autotrader.co.za and you'll find the link to the page that's on our site.
You know, one of the reasons I'm really pleased that you're here is I often think about questions that you're the only guy who could really answer them. Is there a best time of the year to buy a new car? We had this question come up before, and you kind of answered that it depends on when the new models are coming out or any of that stuff. But generally, is there a time of year that's good?
Well, generally, if the car's not in high demand, like incredibly high demand, then the best time of the year is probably the first quarter, January, February, March, because we've crossed the cusp of the year.
Okay.
And the car becomes 1 year older. So it probably, if it's not in high demand, it usually depreciates in price. Okay. So so the best time is probably first quarter of the year to get the best value for your money. But I don't think there is a best time. Hmm. The best time to buy a new car, or should I say a one-year-old previous model car, is when a brand new one's launched. Because those cars then become lower in demand.
Okay. Hmm. And that's probably also then a good advisory to people who want to sell a car. If there's a new kind of your car coming out, you better sell it before that one.
Before that comes up, yeah. Right. Because otherwise you're going to have to hang on to it.
You're too behind.
You're a little bit behind the curve. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, George, what do we got in the world of motoring and the lifestyle around cars that we need to talk about and know about today?
Well, first to answer Sia's question, the dark web is nothing dark.
Dum, dum, dum.
All it is it's unindexable sites. So it's exactly the same as the
stuff Google won't let you
find. So you type in a URL.
You have to type in a URL to get to those web pages.
So like for example, I was just on assassinations.com.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You can actually order for people to come and kill other people. And
I heard the contact person there has the initials HRC.
Could be.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. What's going on, George?
Anyway, so we are way into the throes again of the 2020 Auto Trader South African Car of the Year, and we have 25 semi-finalists, and the consumers have voted. Tens of thousands of votes came in, well as professional journalists having voted. And among those in the running are Audi, BMW, Citroen, the Ford Ranger, and the Ford Raptor, Hyundai. Jaguar I-Pace, which I'm excited about, Kia Sportage, the Mahindra, Mercedes is obviously up there, Mitsubishi, Peugeot, Subaru, Suzuki, Toyota, and a VW T-Cross, the new VW T-Cross.
Very good.
So look out for those 25 semi-finalists on autotrader.co.za, and now you can start gearing up to vote for the finalists, which will be announced next year.
Awesome.
Awesome
stuff. This is important. It's a once a year thing, and it's usually a very big deal.
Yep.
Just remind us who won last year.
The Mercedes Benz. The Mercedes Benz A Class won.
Very nice. It's a good car.
It's a very good
car.
There's
a guy on the highway behind me this morning who just wouldn't let me in one of those. So I'm a little prejudiced against them this morning, but I'll be fine by tomorrow. All right.
And then everybody's been talking about this Cybertruck of Elon Musk.
Ugh. You brought it up first last week.
I did.
And it looks like it was brought up by
what's a robot.
The monster from Transformers.
Yeah.
Megatron. It looks like Megatron threw up. That's what that thing looks like.
Wow. I think it's bloody ugly.
Hideous.
Mm. It's different, which, you know, I take my hat off to him for, but it's ugly, and it's... He says it costs less than $50,000, which is about 735,000 rand. So not bad for a truck that can go 0 to 100 km/h in 3 seconds.
Yeah,
but
it may be very powerful. It may be revolutionary and interesting, and
it's got unbreakable windows that break.
Yeah, and it might be for the memes, like Elon Musk said it was, but it's very ugly.
It's very ugly. I don't know if it was a big PR stunt, but it's you know, when something is way ahead of its time, it always fails. He reckons there's 250,000 orders. I wonder. I mean, I'm a massive Tesla fan, but this thing doesn't inspire me.
Surely someone should have told him along the way.
No, but you see what happens.
Not a good idea.
No, you know what happens to these billionaires. Is a guy like that, everybody regards him as like the living Iron Man. And then when he comes up with a terrible idea.
Oh,
wow, Elon, you're so brilliant and you're such a genius and you're so much smarter than us. And then he believes it. He gets high on his own supply and he goes, yes, look at this ugly as sin car that I've developed.
So he says the car was inspired by the Blade Runner film of 1982. I don't even know if I've seen Blade Runner.
Inspired by junk heaped on top of other junk at a junkyard. That's inspired.
That's a lot of junk.
It's a huge pile of steaming, rusted junk.
It's like the commando guy with his junk early on.
Yep.
If you gave me one of these for free, I would probably set it on fire.
It probably won't burn.
I'd spend 3 seconds in it, getting to 100, and then I'd burn it.
Okay. Mm. No, I don't think anyone wants it at this point. If you're one of those rare people who wants it, please explain to the rest of us.
Exactly. Uber loses its license in London.
Oh, I saw this story.
The whole of London. So, I mean, I don't know if the London authorities are just looking for an angle to keep the London taxi cabs alive. Because they were up in arms
a while ago. That's what I think it is.
So Uber got an extension 15 months ago after promising to rethink its safety approach. Mm-hmm. And now the London authorities are on them again. Apparently they've got 21 days left on this extension, and then they can't operate. Uber says they're going to appeal this in a magistrate's court. So let's see whether they just buck the law.
Sure.
Uber spends a lot of time in court and doing things.
I Ubered here this morning because my car's in the
shop.
And
did you forget where your car?
I don't know what to call it for a second. I was going to say dealership, but
outside Jolly Roger.
I couldn't help you out there. I'm like three words. First word sounds like
The shop.
Shop sounds like a chop shop. It's not in the chop shop.
Ah, here's someone who wants the Cybertruck, by the way.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, South Africa. Believe it or not. Yes. No, this is an actual person. And he says, I want the Cybertruck, good advertising for my plumbing business. And it's much prettier than the Toyota FJ Cruiser.
What are you going to use it to drag out geezers?
Yeah, probably. But I mean, maybe because it's so odd looking, it would be a good moving billboard.
True.
Yeah. All right. So sorry, your car was at the shop.
Well, my car is at the dealership, so I Ubered here this morning. Yes. And I must be honest, it's the second Uber that I've climbed in the last 2 to 3 weeks that has been in the worst state that I've seen Uber cars.
Oh, no. The standard slipping a bit.
Give them a one rating.
Well, I couldn't because the driver was incredibly friendly and a hell of a nice guy.
You're ruining it for the rest of us, George. I'm just warning you because you're not giving an honest rating. And then that guy pitches up at my house with his stinky, smelly car.
True.
And I'm going to go, George Meany.
Exactly. I've still got an Uber rating.
You're going to blame all the bad Ubers on George.
I'm trying
George
to get my own rating up, which is only on 4.2.
George is trying to be kind, and he's giving a higher rating than he should to a driver with a dirty car. So he's ruining it for the rest of us. You've got to be honest about your rating, everybody. Stop doing this. Stop trying to make it about whether the person's nice or not. All right, everybody give your Uber rating. Come on, let's
George,
go.
This is really bad. George, I think you might be bad. The lowest here.
Oh, no, sorry. Oh, no. I'm 4.4. I thought it was 4.2. Maybe it was 4.2.
I might be the lowest here.
I'm at 4.66. I think I was at 4.67 a while ago, so someone obviously gave me a bad rating. What do you got there, Pinky?
4.22.
Yes! I win.
4.22! You horror of a human being.
What did yours say?
You set fire to the person's car after you climb out?
I don't know. Like,
are you late for the Uber? Does an Uber ever wait for you?
Oh, that's, I think, a big deal.
Like, I'm always waiting for the Uber, and I have 4.75.
Is that the only thing you do different?
What do you lose?
I tend to not talk on the way to the drinking place, and I tend to talk a lot on the way back.
Oh, that would give me a shitty rating.
I've gone up by a point one since you last did this on the show, so I'm on 4.36.
I even beat you.
Little things, okay.
What is Gareth on?
4.66.
Oh, okay.
George, here's a question. There's always a good question for you. This one comes from Babazi. Babazi says, George, why did my X class not make it to Car of the Year? It's the most beautiful Bucky in South Africa. I have been driving it for almost a year. It's great on fuel too. It's the rightful winner. What's wrong with you, George?
You're the only one who voted for it.
Okay.
It's all in the vote.
It needs votes.
Trying to blame you for everything.
Exactly.
All right, very good.
We can only blame George for the Ubers. Come on now. We can't also blame him for the voting.
I'll take it on. It's Black Friday. It's cool.
I just want to point out that Lauren Burton just sent me a screenshot of her Uber rating.
Your name and surnaming her.
Lauren got 5.
Oh, come on,
Lauren.
5.00 star rating.
No, how long have you had the account for?
Lauren's probably done one trip ever, and it was her mom's Uber.
Yeah. Right through you,
that's
Lauren.
That's an interesting question. Do you start off with 5? Must do. Can't start off with 0.
I don't know.
I think we all start with 5.
To people from Uber. I don't know. Anyway.
A town in Iceland paints a 3D zebra crossing to slow down speeding cars after the pedestrian deaths increased by 41%.
Oh, wow. So they paint it to look like it's an
optical illusion. It looks like you're going to drive into a whole lot of white bars of wood or something.
In Iceland. Looks like ice blocks on the road.
Yeah, but that can also have the effect of making people even more nervous, and they slam on their brakes, and then they cause accidents. So you've got to be careful.
Through shop windows.
Maybe their brains are frozen.
Yeah. I just drive carefully, especially over this time of year. I don't want to proselytize and try to tell you what to do. But there are a lot of crazy people on the road at this time. And the cops are out in full force, right,
they
George?
Yesterday,
I went through 7 traffic lights that were out of order and 1 roadblock.
Ugh. It must have taken you an extra couple of minutes to get to wherever you were going.
Well, I was going to Hartbeespoort, so it was...
Sorry, just... You mean Hartbeespoort?
I said it wrong, sorry.
Where were you going?
It took me an extra 45 minutes or so.
Sorry, Lynn, I was making a note there. Where are we going?
Hartbeespoort.
Okay.
No. Say it properly. All right, loads of comments, George, before you go. Neil says, F you, Lauren. He's got 4.93. All right.
And he blanked out his surname, so you couldn't surname him.
Clayton has a 4.89.
Okay, you perfect human being.
All these people boasting about how good they are in Uber. Hey, I took a normal Uber to a function yesterday. No aircon, bad car, very slow. I felt a bit nervous to take an Uber back at 1:30 a.m. So I took Uber Black. What an experience.
Yeah, no, I've done that before.
Yeah, you see, us ordinary poor people, we use Uber, and then we end up in cars that George used before.
Uber minus one.
Yeah. Uber plus and Uber black and Uber minus one. All right. By the way, you can see an Uber car on the roads now, right?
Yeah, you can.
They're all silver or white, and they all have that really dirty fabric-covered back seat.
And they drive really slowly, and they don't know if they're turning left now or in another kilometer.
Yeah, so here it comes. The complaints are starting to roll in for Uber.
Well, yes.
I still love them, by the way.
Here's half of good news, which is the petrol price is about to rise, but the diesel price is about to drop.
Oh, thank God.
So I'll just put diesel in my car then.
I've been screwed over because I've had a diesel car for the longest time, and now suddenly...
It's coming down.
Yay.
So the predicted increase of 11 cents a litre for 95 octane, 7 cents a litre for 93 octane, and a massive drop of 18 cents a litre in diesel.
Hip, hip, hooray!
So this should happen now in the first 2 weeks of December. And, just before the holidays, if you drive a diesel car, well, there you go.
All right. Thanks, George. That's good news for me, but nobody else here because they all drive petrol cars. So now they're depressed.
Get electric.
Yes, we should all get electric. I agree. Especially after you and I both test drove an electric car in the last couple of weeks, and we're both converts, but it's now just a question of doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's expensive.
Well, the car is expensive.
Yes.
The electricity, though, not so much.
No, the running costs are low, yeah. low, much lower than your current car. But I think people are put off by the upfront cost. Mm.
All right, everybody, that's all we got time for. It is Friday morning. If you're wondering, we were going to have some guests in this morning, but they also got caught up in traffic, so we'll reschedule them for another time. And we'll be back on Monday at 6 a.m., bright and early.
Maybe they were getting high on their own supply.
Maybe, huh?
Oh, I see.
Come up a lot this morning, Elon Musk. CliffCentral.com.